It was supposed to be the year of Pedro Pascal, taking his place, his mantle, and the upper echelon of blockbuster celebrities. But now he's being blocked by the marketplace, and maybe by Disney too. You can't find Pedro, the Mandalorian Grogu box office projections going down. And what if we told you we've got data out of Google that you must see? It turns out he might not be the internet's daddy after all. It's a great day. It's a groovy day. Welcome back, folks, to the channel that never makes you lose, but brings you wins in a big way. It's the Pro Channel. Click that like button. And if you see the button that says hype, the time is always ripe to hit that hype. But don't hit it for Pedro. Disney isn't anymore. You can't find him anywhere around the Mandalorian Grogu. What's going on and how scared are they? We'll explain. The conversation starts now. Now, I know many of you out there are ready to shed a tear. I know it's time to cry as we perhaps say goodbye to one Pedro Peepaw, the internet's Daddy Pascal. But it's looking like that's happening, and here's why. If you search for Pedro Pascal right now in Google News, which is the number one place to go find news other than thatparkplace.com, of course, what are you going to find? Well, this is the number one trending story right now, but Pedro Pascal. We are approximately 3 weeks ahead of the Mandalorian Grogu. And the number one story about Pedro Pascal, other than his boy toy, who we will not talk about, is this story out of Geek Tyrant. Matthew McConaughey, Austin Butler, Pedro Pascal, and Tang Wei to star in Park Chan-wook's Brigands of Rattle Creek. Sounds like a Halo map, Battle Creek. But it's the Brigands of Rattle Creek. You know, I'm going to say that's not the kind of story that should be the number one thing for Pedro Pascal as we get ready to go into Star Wars. If you go to the Hollywood Reporter and try to find stuff on Pedro right now, you got to go back to April 26th. This is crazy. I mean, this is crazy. He is nowhere to be found. Pedro fights back tears during Mandalorian Grogu event in Mexico. He says, I went to the movie theater so much with my family, the actor recalled after joining Jon Favreau on stage for the Disney film's CCXP Mexico panel. Literally, folks, this is the kind of stuff, this is the best that we have on what it is that Pedro's up to these days. And I know why now. We've looked into this. We've looked into the stats. Folks, I'm ready to show you something that is, frankly, unbelievable. What if I told you that, yes, The Mandalorian Grogu is on track to have the lowest Star Wars box office we've ever seen? 80 million is the projection. We've talked about it. What if I told you that the Google data gives us pause and a cause to say it may be far worse than that? Behold with thine eyes. Unless you're driving, in which case, please don't. Just keep driving. We'll tell you what it says. This is the chart for Google Trends. We are comparing three films of this year that I think are reasonable. We're not throwing stuff here. No kids movies being used, right? Mandalorian Grogu versus Project Hail Mary versus The Devil Wears Prada 2. And what are we searching for? Well, we're looking to see how many people are searching for these things on Google. More importantly, we're looking to see how many people were searching for these things before the movie came out. We call that the interest runway. Some people call it the buzz, but the interest runway. And what we can see is that if we go back to the red line, which is Project Hail Mary. Project Hail Mary, if we go back, has an interest runway of 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, and then the movie comes out and it explodes. But 6 weeks of really gathering interest. If we look at The Devil Wears Prada 2, what do we see? 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, and then the movie comes out. Not as big as Project Hail Mary in terms of people searching for it, but doing pretty darn well at the box office. What about The Mandalorian Grogu? This is Star Wars. This is the first Star Wars film in 7 years. And I want to remind you all, we know that it's projected at 80 million. I'm telling you, this is a bad sign, though, and it's why we're beginning to wonder at That Park Place in the Pro Channel, is this on track to bomb hard? It seems impossible. It seems impossible to fathom how Star Wars could bomb. Maybe there will be walk-up traffic. But ladies and gentlemen, join me as I say 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks of Mando, and it's under The Devil Wears Prada. Every single week of the run-up for Devil Wears Prada 2, every single week of the interest runway is higher than Mando. The Devil Wears Prada 2, higher than Mando. And when you look at the rise, as you and look at Project Hail Mary, the rise, we're not seeing anything similar with The Mandalorian and Grogu 2. Essentially, what I'm trying to say is people still aren't searching for this. Even the sequel trilogy story that we put out, that I think on X right now has 20 million plus views, nobody is searching for The Mandalorian and Grogu. People care about, are you going back to the original trilogy? People care about resetting the sequel trilogy. Nobody online is searching for this movie. Nobody cares. Culture, these numbers are far worse than the box office numbers we're seeing. Does this portend the end of Pedro? And perhaps that this could actually come in lower. It might come in at 70.
Yeah, actually, I think it's going to be much lower than current projections. I think the forecasts are leaning the wrong direction on this lack of interest. And again, this is interest and awareness. These are the two factors that we really should be paying attention to when it comes to, looking at the projection markets. I think this is going to be, it's already confirmed to be the lowest projected Star Wars opening at 80 million. Consider this, Solo opened to 106 million. When it opened its opening weekend. So this is going to be even worse than feared. We're going into, summer, the official start of summer. And I'm going to tell you right now, I think Mortal Kombat might clear, a significantly higher portion of dollars in its opening than maybe even Mando and Grogu, which is going to be insane if that actually happens. In fact, Mortal Kombat 2, I'm going to actually be seeing later today. And look, I'm going to see Mandalorian and Grogu, but I'm not doing it because it's a burning desire. It's because I do this for a living. This is my retirement income right now. And that's the only reason for me to see it is to do a review on it and hopefully prevent people from spending their hard earned entertainment dollars on something that is a catastrophe or an abomination as compared to what we had originally. And I think Nat looks like she's nodding and agreeing. So,
yeah, I think it was in the tea leaves, essentially.
Yeah. Let me show you something that's more concerning, I think. And that's really saying something because what we see is very concerning. I mean, this is performing maybe at a quarter in terms of interest levels of The Devil Wears Prada. This ought to scare him to death. This ought to scare him to death. And I'll explain why. Because it's not obvious at first. All right. The red line here is just Star Wars. And I've changed this to be search terms now. Mandalorian Grogu is the blue. Now, what have we been talking about in the last few days that might cause, in specifically the month of May, for the Star Wars line to skyrocket? What have we been talking about?
Oh, the shift at Disneyland theme park, right, Nat?
And the sequel trilogy, right? Yeah. Both of those things at the same time. Look at the change in the shift in Star Wars versus Mando. Mando is hardly moving at all, even as we go to the movie. But this conversation about resetting the sequel trilogy and the talk about the Disneyland characters going back to OG, all of a sudden Star Wars shot up. Star Wars went from 44% to 100%, and Mando in the same time went from 3% to 5%. This is remarkable. People are talking about Star Wars, and they have exploded in talking about Star Wars. And they're not talking about this movie at all. Nat, your thoughts on this? I think it's more evidence that Disney must pivot and pivot now.
And maybe I don't think they'll ever get it. But I was thinking back when I saw we were talking about Pedro today, and I was looking back at the video I released about Pedro, and that kind of got me connected with you initially. And I was looking at, it's almost been a year, so thank you so much. I just wanted to say that first because of the Pedro thing and the connection that it kind of built between WDW Pro and me.
Well, but, and then I got to say thank you too because you helped us do a similar thing with the Bad Bunny story. And people didn't know that. And your voice and your research got out there in a way that we all needed to know that there was Venezuela cash allegedly behind Bad Bunny. And so here we go again, eh?
Yes. But with this specifically, and also, I mean, the search terms could also be partly due to May the 4th and just general interest in Star Wars. But Disney will continue to ignore that. And I think because they could have done something, I think, at least to try to get this a little bit of a bump. But it's clear now the market has spoken and continues to speak, and Disney continues to cover their ears.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why we are in a situation where we see no movement whatsoever for The Mandalorian. It's why we see, I think, no evidence of Pedro being out there. Culture, they've largely just leaned on Jon Favreau. You get occasional appearances from Sigourney Weaver. There's stuff about the puppet, you know.
Wide shots. There's wide shots about the practical effects. I mean, they're leaning more into things that are not Pedro Pascal.
There's no Pedro interviews happening.
He's a ticking situation. I'm going to be careful with how I describe it. He could wreck the whole thing with any statement he makes about cuddling other guys or who knows what he's going to ask.
With caution and care.
Yeah.
Isn't it odd that in the run up to this movie, suddenly the guy who was supposed to be, you know, Mr. Masculinity and what women really want.
The face of new masculinity.
Right. But he was being projected as what women want.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he's got a boy toy, but it took all this time. The super secret everybody knew is suddenly out there in the trades. What's behind this that they've said, let's just tell them all. Pedro's really, he's swinging the other way. Like, why did it, before this movie is when they finally decided, okay, the jig is up. He's not, you know.
Look, they marketed him incorrectly, let's just say. But maybe they didn't. Maybe they don't think they did. Maybe peddling the soft male. And again, we just had a massive conversation about masculinity in a previous segment. But maybe peddling the soft male as the new hero, it doesn't work. But they're going to try it again. It's not like we haven't seen this before. And look, I mean, the current proposed James Bond isn't Aaron Taylor Johnson, who's quite masculine and well-built, is now a super softy guy and a lordy guy, which I think is the worst thing you could do to James Bond. The same thing with Pedro. You're peddling the softest dude in the world, and he looked very feminine compared to Gina Carano, who in her femininity outpaced him in masculinity, which, you know, it was obvious on screen. You know, Disney has derailed themselves with all of these acquired franchises. And I asked Lou a question last night, Pro, that I think he'd be proud of. I asked him when it comes to something like this, is this the future that Hollywood imagined, where they've lost the relevance of all the major franchises that they controlled? Is this Disney's view of the future, where they control the two largest franchises in history, the two most pop culturally relevant things, and it takes them less than a decade to disassemble them? Is that their plan? Is that the neo-Marxist direction they want to go?
It could be. It could be. We'll see. One thing's for sure, Nat, I'll give you the final word on this. Pedro is a no-show for the lead up to this movie. And I think that with Fantastic Four and the way it performed, I don't think we're going to get a lot of Pedro in blockbusters anymore. I think he's off the list. He's not an RDJ. He's not a Tom Holland. He's not a Timothy Chalamet. He's Pedro, and he's no Peepaw's. He's no Peepaw of the internet. What do you say, Nat? Has this star burned out for Pedro?
Yes, but I also think it's interesting to note that given his new open circumstance, I will say, and not so long ago, Disney even would have tried to put him out there even more and speak about that a lot for the promotion. So it's interesting that they're not doing that now. And it might show a very, very tiny slight cultural shift. But I will say, I always saw him more useful for like an indie film that nobody watches about some random artist that nobody knows about. He always seemed more for that. And now I guess we know why.
I think we do.
And folks, let the credits roll for this one. Well, it is in the bank. We are done here. We're over and out. But before we go, there's one thing we must shout to you, and we do it in the kindest way possible. Folks, it would be such a pleasure if you could consider clicking the like button, share, subscribe, and that notification bell. Click it, stick it to the algorithms. You bet. Don't forget also, as you get ready to leave, drop a comment down below if you have not yet, for we would love to know what's on your mind. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, so waste not yours. Join a community dialogue. Folks, as we get ready to leave, we say to you, and we mean it, keep learning, keep growing, and no matter what the world might do or what your station might be, up or down, you keep having fun.